This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to InfoWars. Christy Lee, happy to be guest hosting today. Here's my verse of the day. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. As we're searching for truth, as we're exposing truth, it's important to stay centered, stay balanced, make sure that we're looking to the truth, truth personified, to make sure that we're always checking ourselves. You know, because the Bible also says the heart is deceitful above all things. So I want to make sure that I always am open-minded enough to understand that there might be things that I'm deceived about, that my heart is deceived about. I think that's so important to keep that open mind, because the alternative is the folks that we're fighting right now that are under mass formation psychosis, that are they cannot eat. You can't even break the lies that they've been told because they are so convinced that that is the truth. So let's make sure that we keep ourselves open to truth revealed and then also exposing the truth. All that's true coming out in 2022. That's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm hoping for. And just want to remind you that you are going to want to stick around today, because Harrison Smith will be doing SNL tonight. So just want to make sure that you are aware of that. He will be taking over for SNL. And I'm hoping to get an interview in here in this hour, but we'll see. We'll see. And also remind you that you can be sharing this whole concept of mass formation psychosis. You can find the article about how this is picking up steam on InfoWars.com. It has a really nice comprehensive look, a clip from Joe Rogan and Dr. Robert Malone talking about this concept. You can share that article. You can also share the highlights of my interview with Dr. Robert Malone. That is up on band.video. And we're actually going to be playing part two of that in the next segment. So don't miss that if you haven't had a chance to see all this. Like Alex was saying earlier, there are things that Dr. Robert Malone revealed in his interview with Joe Rogan that he and I didn't really get to, but there are actually other things that he and I talked about that he did not reveal or get into with Joe Rogan. So if you really want the full experience, make sure you watch, take the time to watch all of that, and you know where to find it. And make sure you share, because Free World News TV is always a great one where you can get on Facebook and Twitter, share these informations, and they haven't really caught on to censoring those. Make sure that you're staying up on all the information yourself so that you are not deceived. So wanted to talk about giving hope, because like I said before, hope deferred makes the heart sick. So let's always look and try and find positive news, things to uplift us. And oh, look here, judge blocks Biden's vaccine mandate for federal education program. That's a win. Let's celebrate the wins when they have them. This came out on headlineusa.com today. If the executive branch is allowed to usurp the power of the legislative branch to make laws, then this country is no longer a democracy. It is a monarchy. And then according to the Associated Press, President Joe Biden cannot require teachers in the Head Start early education program to be vaccinated against COVID-19. A Louisiana federal judge ruled Saturday, handing a victory to 24 states that had sued the federal government. So not everyone's giving up. People are fighting back. U.S. District Judge Terry Doty wrote that the Biden administration unlawfully bypassed Congress when ordering that workers in Head Start programs be vaccinated by January 31st, and that students 2 years or older be masked when indoors or when in close contact outdoors. Head Start is a federally funded program that promotes education for children under the age of 6 who are from low-income families. Isn't it strange that they're still pushing these things? Like, you can't even figure that out. So you have Biden saying, it's up to the states now. This isn't a federal problem anymore. But then he still allows these federal mandates to be pushed and challenged and then thankfully struck down. And then you have, oh my gosh, I saw so many articles about children needing to be masked in school again. And even an email sent home from the school district that my children attend that says that masks are required, even though in Texas it's against the law to do that, but they're going to push them anyways. And this is all after many in the CDC and the CNN analysts and everything else said these cloth masks don't work. We've been saying that this whole time, but they're finally admitting it, and they're still trying to require it.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tomorrow's news today, that is right, mass formation psychosis is going crazy on Twitter, going crazy with people searching it for Google. And so, of course, Google is on it trying to bring up random dudes trying to criticize a concept rather than the experts that actually know what they're talking about. But like I said, tomorrow's news today, we've been talking about this concept, mass formation psychosis. You can find us a month ago, we were talking with Dr. Malone about this, a little over 25-minute video about we are being hypnotized, according to Dr. Malone. You can find that on band.video. We've been talking about it, but as Alex even says, we don't care who makes it pick up steam. We just want the information out. So happy that it's getting out. Happy that it's getting out after his bombshell interview with Joe Rogan. And very thankful that he decided to swing by and sit down with our first one-on-one person-to-person interview. That had done multiple interviews with Dr. Malone before, but it was always through Zoom and Skype. And this time I got to sit down across from him. And so we want to play, we put together a 15-minute highlights video because we know not everyone can sit there for 3 hours or an hour plus, so we wanted to have a snackable version, and we're going to play the second half of that. We played the first half of that in the first hour. We'll play the second half of that in this hour so you can see what you need to be sharing with your friends and family. Here it is.
From basically European intellectual inquiry into what the heck happened in Germany in the 20s and 30s. You know, very intelligent, highly educated population, and they went barking mad. And how did that happen? The answer is mass formation psychosis. When you have a society that has become decoupled from each other and has free-floating anxiety and a sense that things don't make sense, we can't understand it, and then their attention gets focused by a leader or
just a good guy. That's, I think that, you know, yeah, there's been some hits and all this, and it's never fun to take these arrows from the media. And as you know, they can be a little wicked from time to time. I've been on social media for a long time, and I've kind of gotten desensitized to the trollery. That's been really helpful. Just being able to say, hey, you know, there are haters in the world, and that's just the way it is. I think the most, for me, it has been an awakening journey. There's no question. I didn't seek this. I never expected it. I find myself at the center of this storm of the resistance. And that's what it is, really. I'm still amazed. But it has profoundly changed my view of the information that we receive. You talk about me becoming more outspoken. I've seen that with my peers too. So, for instance, Peter McCullough, he's kind of chilled out a little bit. But when you're attacked all the time and you have all of this weaponized information against you and no respect, I mean, I'm Mr. Malone, who claims to have invented, all this language, the kind of classic yellow journalism language, to have it all deployed against me, is in absolutely no respect for what I actually did. And they never cite all the patents. I mean, they just gloss over all that.
And like you said, it's an information warfare. So Reuters is now coming after you with a fact check, particularly on the piece about risk reward benefit with children. So you're fighting back with information. So tell me about that and how that's going.
So having had the experience now of being subjected to this, it's not fair, it's not right, it's not proper, and they don't care, right? It doesn't matter what the truth is. It matters what the storyline is that they want to promote. Having had that experience now a few times and dealt with the fact checkers and dealt with this young reporter at Atlantic Monthly, and seeing how that all plays out. For instance, when Peter Navarro and I wrote the op-ed and put it in the Washington Times, which, by the way, was the thing that triggered that Atlantic Monthly piece, in retrospect, it's now clear that that was intended to shut me down because I was starting to speak at that point about policy and criticize the Biden policy. And the criticism, by the way, that I was making, the proposal that I was putting out was essentially that of the Great Barrington Declaration, which is these three fringe epidemiologists.
From Harvard, Stanford, they're fringe.
Yeah, right. Full professors. So having dealt with this, the question, so I get this new fact checker attack by the Reuters fact checker team. It sounds very official. Mm-hmm. And they have spoken to the MHRA, and the MHRA has these comments that it listed. So this is the equivalent of the FDA in Great Britain, which, by the way, up until the beginning of the year, was not doing any FDA-type regulatory work. It was all being done by the Central European Union. So they're actually newbies at this, okay? And so they put out this statement to Reuters that they were quoting that was intrinsically full of falsehoods. Like they said, for instance, there have been no pediatric deaths. Well, that took about 2 seconds to prove that false. You can cite the multiple media pieces coming out of Vietnam with the four kids that died from the Pfizer jab. Okay, so that, I reached out to my network and I got a huge volume of information about all the pediatric deaths and in bears and yellow card, Tess Laurie helped. I mean, the question was there a way to flip the script on the fact checkers? And so I consulted with these media analysts and media warriors that I work with that wish to remain confidential because they run big companies. And we came up with a strategy, because what happens is you'll write back to these guys and you'll say, well, here's the citation, here's the citation, here's the citation, and they'll ignore it. And they'll go ahead and put out whatever attack, and they'll say, well, Dr. Malone cited some irrelevant documents that aren't properly peer-reviewed, or whatever. They'll trash whatever you put out,
yeah.
Right? Because it's not about evaluating truth. It's about enforcing the narrative. So what we did, And I invite anybody to adopt this strategy that's under this kind of pressure, is I sent in a very terse, brief quote to the fact checkers. And I said, basically, thank you so much for the opportunity to respond. And, always trying to be nice because this is going to go public. And you can find the answers that you're looking for, the information that you're seeking at this website, bang.
Okay, all right, let's pull it out of that right now. We'll play the last couple minutes, perhaps later if we can. So just a little bit of background on this interview, this first interview with Dr. Malone. It was very interesting because just the journey, and that's the funny thing too, is that was a sermon today on for church. that I was listening to is this journey. Like, so for a new year, you always get like 5 steps to succeed in the new year or 3 things to think about in the new year. And the sermon was just about how this is a journey and we need God's grace every day to navigate the journey. So there's no steps or anything as far as that goes. It's taking the journey. And that's why we don't know what's next half the time. Certainly I never thought I'd be sitting here. If you had told me that, like, 2 or 3 years ago, that I would be sitting in an InfoWars chair, I would have been like, what? Yeah, right. You got to be kidding me. So it's just the journey. And as far as that goes, when I had left traditional media and was going out alone, you need to have like a little bit of a more national or global outlook on things, you know, because I'd always been a lead anchor for local news. And so I'm like, where do I even begin with finding a national figure to interview? And I actually had some help with another independent journalist. When I reached out to her, I thought she had an interesting interview. She had me on her show and I was like, can you connect me with this guy? So Dr. Malone was my very first independent news journalist interview. And then here we are months later, and I got to sit down with him in person right after he had appeared on Joe Rogan. So it's just crazy how God has led the way through this. But good news, I'm going to be talking with that journalist who made the connection next.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
That's what I'm going with. Dr. Malone's interview with Joe Rogan is going crazy, going viral. Let's see if it hits as much as the Dr. Peter McCullough interview did. Now, talking about our journey and the journey that we're all going through, and we all have our own awakening journey, and it was such a riot to hear Dr. Malone. He did not respond the way I thought he would when I asked him if he'd been red-pilled. He really took that to the next level, multidimensionally red-pilled. So, again, we've all gone through our own awakening journey. I know I have, and that's a part of how I connected with Dr. Malone is because I knew that he had had his awakening journey. And then another friend of mine, who's become a friend of mine, is Allison Morrow. And she hit her awakening journey before, I think, either me or Dr. Malone. She, I consider, one of the OGs of independent journalists who broke away, I feel like, sooner than a lot of us. And so happy to have her join me right now. Allison Morrow, thanks for being on.
See, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Now, did you ever think that you would make appearances on InfoWars as a longtime traditional news journalist?
No, I didn't. But you know what? When you texted me earlier, I'm on vacation in Florida soaking up the vitamin D and the freedom, and I figured, anything for you, Christy, so fire away. What you got for me?
Well, thank you for being an inspiration to me and others. As Allison and I have witnessed on Twitter, with the Twitter wars, not every journalist is open to being awakened. We try our best to encourage other journalists, come on, wake up. This is not how this is supposed to work. This is not how traditional journalism is supposed to work. But, you know, not everyone is receptive. But I don't know if you had a chance to see any clips of Dr. Malone and I, but I wanted to talk about that because you interviewed Dr. Malone, I think, shortly after his interview on the Dark Horse podcast, which really propelled him into some circles, into some mainstream, and into some, I guess, ridicule and criticism because he wasn't following the narrative. What has it been like for you to see, like, having interviewed him at then and, like, how you're seeing him talk with Joe Rogan and everything?
I think what's the most interesting to me is how somebody like Dr. Malone goes from a person who has virtually no public recognition, really, somebody who's obviously been running in the circles that he's been running in for decades, but not somebody whose name we know, now ends up on the Rogan podcast. And to watch how our old industry of corporate news has handled that, to me, it's just been really interesting to see from the inside this time as a new media person and not on the inside as a corporate news person, how all of this shakes out. So here I am now interviewing the person that my old industry has real issues with, right? And has worked very hard to discredit. And I think probably you've seen some of the same phenomena where, you know, you're like, wait a second, that's not that guy. Like, is that the same guy that I just talked to? Because I don't know if he's the same person you guys are describing. So it really is interesting to see how the different narratives play out when you now actually know the person that the industry is talking about. You can see so much more clearly how these narratives get spun.
Let's talk about something else that I know that you are aware of in our industry, in traditional news media. I know that in my newsroom, a popular term with, if we weren't quite sure what to say someone is, was just, oh, just say an expert says, right? So we would say in our story, we would have somebody that could do the interview, essentially, and we would say, this expert says. And then you have somebody like Dr. Malone, who they try and credit, and it's just like, well, wait a minute, what constitute as an expert anymore, because he's a vaccinologist, an immunologist. He's been working with vaccines for 30 plus years. He's sat on the board of the Department of Defense. I mean, even if you're going to argue the contentious point of whether or not he created mRNA vaccines, isn't this person still an expert?
Right. No, that's such a great point. It's something that I did before I woke up. You're talking about sort of these waking up processes that we go through. And I'm sure many times I would say experts say, just experts say. And I see so clearly now how that's totally inaccurate. It's just all experts say one thing. And then there's this guy who says something different. And you're right. It is a rhetorical device that I'm not even sure the vast majority of young journalists especially even know that they're using, where you're just putting up whatever it is that already aligns with the mainstream acceptable position, especially whatever is acceptable in your newsroom. You're lining that up as the expert opinion against the person who's the outlier. And I tell people all the time that that's one of the reasons that the outliers or the fringe rarely makes it into the mainstream talking points, because we have such a high bar for somebody like Dr. Malone that we don't have for, say, the Department of Health. So if the Department of Health sends us a press release, we just take it and repeat it. Our bar for them, whether we're going to fact check them, is very low. Whereas if Dr. Malone comes to us and says, hey, listen, the Department of Health is selling you something, and I want to tell you what it is because it's not what you think it is. We go, well, wait a second. We got to fact check this guy. We need hours or days or even weeks to make sure that he's legit. And with the news cycle the way it is, you often just don't do that. So people like Dr. Malone don't make it in by virtue of just the fact, like I said, we have a very low bar for sort of the mainline establishment institutions, and a very high bar for people like Dr. Malone that many of them just really can't cross over. And so we say, well, sorry, you're just not going to make it in today's news. Or like you said, we'll put them up against the expert.
I mean, even the vague word that we as traditional news accepted as far as like saying experts say. I mean, like, it's so vague, like, that even became a thing. Like, why couldn't we have interviewed somebody like Dr. Malone and called him like vaccinologist or this vaccinologist? But it's just strange to me that even news as a whole has these vague words they use to describe people. Doctors say, experts say, nurses say. I mean, can't we be more descriptive and more intentional when we're giving stories?
Yes. I think it's really important to do that. And I kind of wonder sometimes if part of the reason is just it's either intellectual laziness or it's just, again, the speed of the news cycle. For whatever the reason is, you're right. You should say, this expert at this institution. So name the person, where they work, and that way you're at least signaling to the audience that they have buy-in on a particular narrative. You know, and then this expert who has a different opinion comes from this background. Instead of just saying, experts say, I also think that when we do that, it's to sort of push off responsibility onto the experts, whoever we are talking about. So if we just say experts say, it's a kind of, I think, a legal way that corporate news says, well, we just said experts say, we didn't say it. So if it ends up being entirely wrong and causing the destruction of mankind, we can say, well, the experts say it, you know, it wasn't us. I think it's kind of a way to punt responsibility.
Well, it's funny because when I pointed out a former coworker, colleague, basically fake news that he was trying to push at the time, propaganda at the time, his pushback was, it's been widely sourced, this information. I think it had to do with the Hunter Biden story. Oh, it's been widely sourced. He said it's been widely sourced that it's Russian disinformation. I said, so you're saying your source is that it's been widely sourced.
Right.
So now we have just sources.
Right, yeah. And, you know, the other thing, too, that I think is really unfortunate, Chrissy, is that...
Wait, I want to know what you think is really unfortunate. So that's going to be the tease. You're coming back in the next segment. We're going to find out what Alison Morrow thinks is really unfortunate.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for... for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back to InfoWars. This is Christy Lee, guest hosting this evening, and I'm joined by a fellow independent journalist. She was one of the first to break away from the corporate-controlled media and has been doing an amazing job, amazing things since, is an inspiration to me, and I think as you get to know her, you will find her inspiring as well. So, Allison Morrow, welcome back.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
So you were saying, and hopefully, I mean, it's been like 4 minutes, so you might have forgotten by now, but you were saying something else that's really unfortunate.
I remember. What I was saying is it's unfortunate that even when the news uses that rhetorical device of saying, experts say versus somebody like Dr. Malone says, to discredit what he's saying. When did it turn into that journalism is just confirming what everybody already says? That to me, even if all the experts but one says something, that doesn't mean that journalism is just promoting what everybody else is saying. Journalism is about finding the one on the outside that has something else to share. Otherwise, we're just propaganda or marketing, as everybody always
says.
And
here's a wild idea: examining conflicts and motivations of interest. Conflicts of interest and motivations. I mean, that used to be a tenet of journalism, but it's like it completely gets glossed over. There's no digging deeper into why somebody might be saying what they're saying. There's no digging deeper into why some of these people have connections to Pfizer and might want to promote the products. I mean, that's also been crazy to see. Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, well, yes, I have. And I think it's very odd that I worked in a newsroom in Seattle before I quit. And that was a newsroom that I would say would have been teed up to be very skeptical of, because Seattle's a very sort of crunchy, organic type city. And that's a market that liked talking about being critical of big pharma. But it's really interesting how everything has shifted during this COVID time. And so even people that you might normally think would be critical of the pharmaceutical industry and its ties with the government and how all of that plays out and their intense marketing and pressure on journalists, really, maybe they don't even realize they're becoming victims of their own narrative. Why right now? This is a time where you're not supposed to question. You're going to become a heretic. You're going to lead people to the slaughter if you do real journalism. And I think it's intentional when you see people censored or attacked on Twitter, for instance, or like you and I recently got blocked by a journalist for asking questions. When that becomes the norm, I think there is intense social pressure that the average journalist, who is a human being like anybody else, to fall in line. There's a lot of pressure to do that. And I don't think many of them who are falling in line even realize that they're doing that.
Yeah, and another thing that I think is fascinating is, for me, what caused me to wake up and start to get red-pilled, if you will, because let's face it, Dr. Malone, you, me, we've all been on this journey of awakening. What did it for me is the intense censorship of the frontline doctors, because I was thinking, like, well, if we're going to say doctors say, what about these doctors? You know, why can't we have both sides, novel idea, and journalism? So that's what really started to wake me up, is just the intense censorship and actual ridicule from fellow journalists, say, you know, cheering this on of shutting their mouth. And I'm like, what happened to free press and free speech? But for you, it was really personal and actually had to do with the vaccine. So I want you to review that again.
You mean the reason, one of the last stories that I was told I wasn't allowed to cover?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
So, right, this was before COVID, and Washington State was debating in the legislature whether there should be mandated vaccines in school with no exemption. So they were going to take away, I think, the philosophical religious exemption for the vaccines. And so this was a topic that was being debated and we were covering as a news station. Now, I was not personally covering it because I covered the environment, but I had heard that there was a conference of doctors coming to town for Informed Choice Washington. And these were doctors that were concerned about mandated vaccines for all children at schools. And I had never heard about doctors who disagreed with mandated vaccines. I just thought every doctor did. So I was curious to hear what these doctors had to say, and thinking that my newsroom might be interested in hearing what they had to say instead of just pitting a soccer mom against the Department of Health. I pitched the idea. Now, again, I wasn't going to be the person going to cover it because that wasn't my beat, but I was passing the email along thinking that's what a journalist does. Let's the assignment desk know and another reporter can go cover it. Hey, these doctors are in town. Maybe this would be a way to elevate our coverage because these are actual doctors. Let's put them up against the Department of Health. And my boss told me that I was never allowed to pitch another story about vaccines. If I wanted to pitch it, I had to go directly to him, but I couldn't just send an email to the assignment desk. So imagine being a journalist who, it's not even that you're covering it, all right? My boss wasn't saying to me that I couldn't go out and cover it because he felt like I was biased or I had other issues. He was literally saying I couldn't pitch the story. I could not even talk about vaccines in the newsroom.
And it's just so crazy. Did he give you a reason? It's just, it's unbelievable.
Just that he said he wouldn't let anyone question vaccines in the same way he wouldn't let anyone question climate change. That was all that was told to me.
Wow. So I would have been with my news director. So you're saying I'm a journalist that's not allowed to ask questions?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, I did say, well, I mean, should I just come to you and never pitch anything ever in the newsroom ever again? I mean, this is starting to get ridiculous. Obviously, that was the beginning, really, of the end for me. We were running a Stand for Truth campaign at the time, a big marketing campaign in our area. And I remember saying to people at the time, Stand for Truth, except for vaccines and a few other things, you know, because that, we don't ask questions there. But, Chrissy, I was taken totally aback. I never faced anything that blatant as far as censorship is concerned. We could talk all day about subtle self-censorship and editorializing and that kind of stuff in newsrooms, but I never had anything like that happen. So for that to happen on vaccines, that really woke me up that vaccines, for whatever reason, are one of those topics that are like no-goes in a lot of newsrooms, or at least
untouchable. Do you wonder where this like directive comes from? Do you think this was his own opinion, or do you think he had gotten like a directive from above him?
I think in that particular case, he was very self-righteous that he was doing the public's work and protecting the public by not allowing these crazy doctors or however he looked at them to be on our air. I really believe that for him, that was a personal conviction. And you know what? Maybe it was my bad and I should have gone up the ladder and said, hey, this is insane. But you know, this is the problem. That person still manages a newsroom, not the same one, but he does manage another newsroom. And there are a lot of other people out there who believe the same way. So when you're like the one person in the newsroom that's willing to stick your neck out, and then your manager, whatever the topic is, signals to you that there are untouchable topics. If you're someone who's like really nervous about keeping your job, you're not just going to start censoring on that topic. You're going to start looking over your shoulder on a lot of different things. And that's a major problem in newsrooms these days. Managers that are saying to people, you're not allowed to question. There are topics that are just completely off limits for you, and you better be careful.
It's just so crazy that this is the current state of our current newsrooms. And we need more journalists to wake up. We need more of society to wake up. This is how this is functioning, that journalists are actually discouraged from asking questions. Now, before you go, do you have any comment on this whole mass formation psychosis and people's intrigue with it and Dr. Malone talking about it?
I'm fascinated by it. I have a master's degree, actually a master's divinity degree with a specialization in psychology and counseling. And I honestly think, Chrissy, I've said if I teach a college class for journalists, I want to teach the psychology or the spirituality of journalism, because I think there's so much here to pick apart if you were to start really trying to give new journalists a better start at getting into the field as critical thinkers. I really believe that this is the heart of how training and critical thinking needs to be relayed to people who want to get into journalism. You know, you can learn how to hold a camera, you can learn how to edit, you can learn how to write on the job, but this is something that I think more people need to be paying attention to, because I don't have any other way to explain, honestly, why I see some people wanting to ask questions and other people that think it's just completely off limits in the journalism world. I really have no other way to understand other than psychology or even spirituality. So
absolutely. I mean, there's definitely the spiritual element to this. I just want you to be able to pitch where we can find you real quick before you go.
Yeah, please find me at allisonmorrow.locals.com. It's Allison with one L, morrow.locals.com.
Very important. Allison with one L, locals. Allison Morrow, right? .locals.com? Awesome. I know people.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, take it under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
InfoWars. This is Christy Lee, guest hosting. This is our final segment, and then Harrison Smith will be taking over for Sunday Night Live, taking your phone calls and covering his important news subjects. I didn't get to a lot of the stuff that I wanted to talk about because we've been talking about other things and reviewing the videos that are going viral now, particularly the videos between Joe Rogan and Robert Malone, and then our own interview with Robert Malone, which you can find on BN.video, and there is a highlights version that we were showing clips of earlier that you can also share if for those of your friends and family that can only have snackable contents. That is about 15 minutes as opposed to the 3-hour long Joe Rogan interview or the hour plus full interview with myself. So wanted to get to some other content to close out the show. We were talking about how I'm just continuing to see more articles about requiring students to be masked when they go back to school, even in Texas, where there's supposed to be a mask, mandate against the mask mandates, but the school still sends out an email that they're requiring masks. Meanwhile, even those that have been touting mask usage are now saying that cloth masks don't work. I want to show you that video. Here it is, number one.
Tell us something, Andy.
Watching Mayor DeBlasio.
Oh, I guess we're going to go to a different one. Sorry. Oh, here we go.
Record high. And concerned about sending my son back into a preschool
even with a mask on. What do you tell parents? Are cloth masks just not good enough anymore?
Anymore.
I mean, cloth masks aren't going to provide a lot of protection. That's the bottom line. This is an airborne illness. We now understand that. And a cloth mask is not going to protect you from a virus
that's through airborne transmission.
It could protect better through droplet transmission, something like the flu, but not something like this coronavirus. We have to recognize this has not been a benign disease in young children. There's a perception that young children...
All right, we can pull out of it right now. But this is what's crazy. You saw the reporter saying, like, are cloth masks just not going to cut it anymore? As if they cut it before, but now they can't cut it. And then he says, we now know this is airborne. Wait, what? You didn't know that before, that it was airborne? So these are the types of things that you got called misinformation or censored for if you said these masks don't work, particularly the ones that everyone's wearing. How many people do you see actually walking around in the grocery store or students in school that have an N95 mask? They've always worn the cloth masks. And so now we're actually hearing the admittance that they don't work, yet they are still pushing them. It makes no sense. It's really hard to understand how this is all playing out. Now, I did want to I want to talk about this. So I saw this article. This is a little bit older, but it was just reposted from one of the local news stations. Japanese professor invents TV screen that you can lick. So we're talking about all these ways to stay healthy and not contaminate and wear masks and stay at home, whatever. And then you see this article, oh, Japanese professor invents a TV screen that you can lick. So my thought is like, wow, that sounds really sanitary. Doesn't that look sanitary? I can watch something with ice cream and then I'll lick it. Oh, it tastes great. Here, you want to taste it too? And then we're just passing germs back and forth. Isn't this great? You know, it's just like, I don't even believe their own lies. So it says a Japanese university student Yuki Hu, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, tells a machine she wants to eat chocolate, and moments later, a transparent film with liquid droplets slides out on top of the screen, showing luscious, gooey chocolate. This is so gross. Hu licks the film. It actually tastes like milk chocolate. It's sweet and tasty, she says, in a demonstration of a prototype lickable TV screen that can imitate food flavors. So then this article goes, I'm thinking like, okay, this seems like the totally wrong time to bring something out like this, that they're going to be touting cloth masks and then, oh, wait, look, here's something y'all can lick and pass around. But this actually mentions COVID. It says in the COVID-19 era, it's in the same article. This is insane. This kind of technology can enhance the way people connect and interact. What? I'm so confused. In the COVID-19 era, this kind of technology can enhance the way people connect and interact with the outside world. So if you're at home, you can just lick your screen. It's going to be great. Pass it to your family members, friends, and you can all just lick the same thing. Oh, but wear a mask at the same time. This is the idiocy. It's insane. Well, as long as we're talking about idiocy, it seems that it takes being inebriated to recognize, for some, for those on the left, it takes them being inebriated to recognize the idiocy, perhaps. I think that's what we were getting from New Year's Eve. Take a look at this clip number two.
Tell us something, Andy.
Watching Mayor de Blasio.
Oh, don't go on a rant.
Do his.
Don't go on a rant.
Victory lap dance. Don't. After 4 years of the crappiest term as the mayor of New York.
Anderson Cooper is so uncomfortable with this.
That Democrats and Republicans can agree on. Is what a horrible mayor he has been.
Wow.
So, sayonara, sucker.
Wow.
2022.
I mean,
it's a new year. Because guess what? I have a feeling I'm going to be standing right here next year. And you know who I'm not going to be looking at? Dancing? As the city comes aboard you.
So that's what it takes, I guess, to get some rational thought and some acceptance of what's really going on. You got to think about this. Andy Cohen was standing in New York, which is always packed, you know, when the ball drops. And he's standing there, there's like nobody there. I'm sure you saw the pictures. There was like nobody there. They're all scared out of their minds. I mean, they were able to, you know, truck in some drag queens, you know, and some wokeness for the event, of course. But nobody else was there, only the woke people. And he's actually saying what everybody else is thinking, that, like, sayonara to the worst mayor ever. And Anderson Cooper is just so uncomfortable. He's like, oh, he's breaking from the narrative. What are we going to do? That wasn't approved to say on this news station. So just a riot to see, I guess, is what it takes. Is for a little drinks in ya to be able to speak the truth. So what else can I talk about? Oh, speaking of BS on the news, what about our friend BS, Brian Stelter, having, oh my gosh, like having a full-on breakdown. Let's take a look at clip number 3.
And we're still learning more about the attack, and we're still processing what it meant to the country and to our lives. So, Hunter, is there a disconnect between the people who were there that day in D.C. and the people who were not? You know, someone like me only watched it on TV. Will I ever really get it?
You know, I think this was a really unique incident, in part because of when it happened during the pandemic. This was a pre-vaccination moment, and a lot of the D.C. press corps was, you know, working from home, working remotely, and unless they were the Capitol Hill press corps, like I believe Grace was, or someone like myself who went out to cover the protests, they didn't see this firsthand. And while, you know, we were there on scene, due to the crowds, due to the law enforcement response, cell signals were jammed. So there was a bit of a delay also in that footage getting out.
That's a great point.
And I think that distance...
All right, let's pull out of that. So there was a delay in that footage getting out. What about the delay in the footage of the rest of the footage that we need to be able to see? It's insane. So Brian Stelter is saying, watch how this Twitter user mocks reporters for talking candidly about the trauma associated with the Capitol attack. Insane, but they don't ever talk about the violence that was perpetuated by BLM, about the burning down at the mostly peaceful protests. It's insane. Like I always say, his name is Brian Stelter, initials BS, and it's oh so fitting with how he reports the news. And think about it. This is not even the anniversary of January 6th. Can you imagine the meltdown that we're going to see, the wall-to-wall coverage on MSM on January 6th? Might as well just turn your TVs completely off, because they're probably going to be crying. They're going to be pulling out their hair. It's going to be insane. Yeah, this isn't even on January 6th yet, and they're still having a conniption over this. And they continue to, of course, elevate the numbers, including suicides days and months later, including the officer that was supposedly bludgeoned by a fire extinguisher, even though that was made up and completely fake, phony, and false. Never talking about Ashley Babbitt. Ugh. But, I mean, when you have that big of a head, I guess you just, you know, drive yourself crazy. I don't know, but it's insane to see... and so easy to make fun of. But speaking of violence, I don't know if we have time to throw a little bit of seriousness into this. Take a look at what was happening in Amsterdam real quick, just to end out the show. Number 4. Now that's craziness. That is people mauled by police, dogs beaten with batons at an unauthorized protest against COVID restrictions in Amsterdam. So these people are protesting for freedom, and this is the response they get, mauled by dogs. That's true violence. I don't see any of the news anchors crying about that. Crying about the actual loss of our freedom. Crying and having trauma over the fact that our country is sinking and people are dying and people are being held from the life-saving truth, life-saving treatment. How about you feel traumatic about that, Brian Stelter? Thanks.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.